And it's the most interesting thing. My response is, doctor, please have courage. Let's do away with therapeutic nihilism. Let's join together and treat COVID-19 patients compassionately to reduce hospitalization and death. And we can do this, and I can do it, and we even have some more supportive data. So every time they say, oh, this drug doesn't work, and I'll say, well, here's five more studies that do. Hydroxychloroquine, we're up to hundreds of studies that shows that it works. Ivermectin, hundreds of studies. Steroids, dozens of studies. Anticoagulants, at least a dozen studies. We are so well supported in the concepts of treating COVID-19 that every time one of these letters comes in, I have a little fun with it because the position of strength is enormous. My thoughts and my positions and my statements over time are becoming progressively stronger and progressively more powerful. And the detractors sense that. The feeling of fear, intellectual fear from my adversaries is palpable. I feel it every day. And when that first paper came out in the American Journal of Medicine, my daughter said, Daddy, why don't you make a YouTube video? I said, I don't want to do social media. That's for kids. I don't have time for this. She taught me how to do it. It was PowerPoint. I literally just recorded my face down in the lower corner. I wore a tie, four slides, saying, listen, it's Americans. It's Italians. We looked at safety. We looked at efficacy. We looked at all the available data. We think this is the best way to put together the drugs. We had four slides on this. It got up on YouTube. It went absolutely viral. And then I got a message. It said, you violated terms of the community, and it was struck down. Then I got a call from the U.S. Senate. So I told you I knew something was going on because I'd never been called by the White House before. I'd never been called by the Senate before. People in Washington were following this. They were stakeholders in Washington who, in a sense, knew that something is going wrong here, that this viral infection can be treated, but they were kind of waiting for someone in the academic community to step forward and literally say it can be treated.